Hallelujah, for the Lord my God, the omnipotent reigneth. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we are grateful. We say thank you, God. Thank you because you are our source. Thank you because you are our lover. Thank you because for being our helper. Thank you because you are our rock. Thank you because you are our deliverer. Thank you because you are the light that shines on our path on a daily basis. Thank you because you are the lifter up of our head. Thank you because you are the strength of our lives. Thank you because you are our peace. Thank you because you are our hope. Thank you because you are our strength. Thank you because you are the joy that keeps us moving. Thank you, God, for everything. We say thank you because you are our restorer. Thank you because you are God that pours yourself. You pour yourself into us on a daily basis. You open us to the revelation that is in you. Well, thank you because you are our sustainer. Thank you because you are our father. Thank you because you are our friend that sticks closer to us than anybody. Lord, we are grateful. We say thank you for everything. For the ones we know and the ones we are not yet aware of, we bless and appreciate you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 22nd day in the month of August, 2026. God has been good. God has been faithful. We have been going, living, and we have been sustained in His strength. I want us to make these words of declaration that in the name of Jesus Christ, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me and my family from the beginning of the year to the end of the year in the name of Jesus Christ. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. As I go out today, I go out in success. I enjoy favor. I am called favor. I am blessed. I am helped. I am loved. I enjoy the everlasting love of God. I walk in the consciousness of the love that God has for me. And I become a testimony of the love that God has for me in Jesus' name. As I go out today, I receive deliverance from every plans of the evil ones. My feet are directed. My steps are directed. The light of the Lord shines on my path and He brightens every darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. He silences everything that is against my life. The blood of Jesus wipes every transgression. The blood of Jesus rewrites everything that is contrary to the will of God for my life in Jesus' name. Today my light shines in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I enjoy heaven, open heaven. Heaven of mercy rain on me. The rains of from above. Mercy follows me in the name of Jesus Christ. The doors that are closed begins to open for me in one accord in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy timeless help in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy timely help in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the help that I'm not even aware of in the name of Jesus Christ. I am lifted in the name of Jesus Christ. When people see me, they see the glory of God. I radiate the glory of God. I radiate the presence of God. I carry the mercy of God everywhere. Anyone that sees me favors me in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God's mercy speaks for me in difficult places. I enjoy the peace of God. I enjoy the peace that is in God. I enjoy ease that comes from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. My health is restored. I am not what the evil one says I am in the name of Jesus Christ. My life begins to shine. Where the evil ones are thinking evil for me, they begin to see me shining and radiating the will of God and the purpose of God for my life in Jesus' name. I will not be cut short because my life is hidden in Christ Jesus. It is well with me. It is well with my family. It is well with all that concerns me because my life is a blessing. My life is a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want to use today to appreciate God for what He did in our lives on Thursday. And I want to invite us that tomorrow is another day to meet and be refreshed to appreciate God for what he has done in our midst in Forge Ministry. So I'm using this medium to remind us that the program will be starting by 2 p.m. and it's at the same venue at Oluwadam Larry Garden beside Open University behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction along Songwele Eli Road. We'll be expecting you. We want you to come and enjoy the faithfulness of God and to celebrate with God for what he has done in our lives. I pray that the blessings that the Lord has for every one of us will not elude us in Jesus' name. Yesterday, we started with looking at the majestic power of God. And today, we are still going to continue in the light. Our anchor scripture was taken from the book of Psalm chapter 8, Psalm 8. And today, I'm reading from easy to read version. Psalm 8 verse 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Lord, our Lord, your name is most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. The name of the Lord brings him praise. So let us not think in our head that without me, God cannot stay. If I don't praise God, it reduces God. That is a lie. The verse says, his wonderful name brings him praise everywhere. So we should let this get into our consciousness that we should deliberately choose to praise God, because he himself alone is majestic on his own. So it is an honor, it is an opportunity anytime we praise God, because it is not our praises that make him who he is. He is praise himself. He is praise personified. Verse 3 says, I look at the heaven you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about human? Why do you even notice them? Have you ever even thought of that? That why does God love me with an everlasting love? Why does he care so much about me? Like he said, the verse says, God is majestic in his nature. His work is majestic. His choice to love us, his choice to first of all create us, is majestic. Because without him, without us, he is still God. So he chose to create man in his own image. That power of choice to create man in his own image is still majestic in his nature. And his choice to love us, even when we, his own creation, decided to err, decided to make choices outside him, that majestic power to choose to love us in our death is great. It is what is beyond human reasoning. So God is majestic in a lot of areas, in his nature, in his work, in his choice, and in many more things that our eyes have not seen, that our ears have not heard, that has not come into the heart of man who he is. Because God is deep, he is great, he is powerful. Nobody can know his depths. God is great. The depth of who God is, no eyes have seen it. No matter how spiritual a man may call him, many people have declared and have said it severally that the coming of the Lord will be so day, and God has proved them wrong. To let them know that nobody knows the depth of God. Nobody can say, I don't see God finish. Mm-mm-mm. Nobody on earth can say it. The depth of who God is, no eyes have seen it. The weight of who God is, no words can carry it. We only say from the perspective of who he is to us. We only say from the perspective of what we experience about him. And that's why God has a lot of name. In all the four corners of the earth, he is God. Nobody can grasp who he is. Men have tried it, but all efforts to no avail. I worship God for who he is. God is mindful of us. He loves us with an everlasting love. That was why he is always intentional about us. And that is why when we even err, he came down so low to our nature to come and die for us. His majestic power came down to show us love beyond measure. Revelations 21:13 says, behold, the dwelling place of God is in man. Because of his majestic power, he made us his dwelling place. And when men began to run from that dwelling place, but because of this everlasting love, because he cared for us, he came back to bring man back by coming to earth to die for us. He wants us to enjoy his majestic power, not for him alone, but he wants us to have not a taste, but he wants us to carry that presence, to live that life of his majesty. We are his children, and every child must carry and enjoy the presence of who his father is. That is why he loves us. That is why he chose to die for us. That is why he chose to answer us anytime we call on to me, call on to him. And that is why he goes out of his ways to have mercy upon us, even in our disobedience. And that is the word called mercy. Even when we don't even want it, even when we are rude to him, even while we are still deep in our sins, he died for us. And he always looks for a way to always bring man back to him, to fellowship with him, because his majestic power is for us to enjoy him, carry him, live his life, so that we can glorify him. Even when we are broken, he comes to restore us. He is the father of the broken people. He is the lover of the broken people. He is the friend of the broken people. He is the one that we call the present help in the time of trouble. God so loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten son, that if only we can make the choice to surrender to him, then he takes charge. He begins to direct us. He begins to teach us. He begins to give us understanding and open our eyes to the path that will give us victory in life. God is so intentional about us. He is majestic. What is that thing you are going through? Do you think you are broken and that is the end of your life? That is the deceit of the devil. He is the friend of the broken people. He is the friend of the wounded people. He is the friend and the lover of those who are submerged. He is the lover of the hopeless. He is the restorer of everything called zero, called destroyed, called a castaway. He is the one that wants to bring every one of us back to him. And that is why he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor. In every areas that we are laboring, he is there to give us rest. Only if we call unto him. He loves us so much. No matter how far you have gone, don't allow the devil to make you feel that that is the end of you. God has forgotten you. God has forsaken you. It's a lie. No matter how far you have gone, God is still interested in you. No matter how far you have gone, God still loves you. You did not go to the cross of Calvary to die because of, let me say, a flimsy excuse. He did it because he wants to bring us back to him. And that is why David could not even comprehend it, that even with our mess, with our disobedience, with our stubbornness and arrogance, he is still mindful of us. As human, we will ignore and just leave the person that you're on your own. But he's not a father that does that. He is so mindful of us. No matter how wicked we may be, he is mindful of us. No matter how terrible we are, he is mindful of us. No matter how far we have gone in the other way, he is mindful of us. He is the one that left the 99 and went after the 4. There is joy in heaven over every single soul that gives his or her life to Christ. His majestic nature is to always bring us back to him anytime we err. It took God much to allow Jesus to die for us on the cross of Calvary. It was not an easy task for him to leave that heaven, to take the nature of man, so that we can be drawn to him. Lord, we appreciate you for this. We do not take it for granted. Why do you care so much about me? In the course of the day, I just want you to just sit down and pause that. God, I thank you. But why are you so much interested in me? You will see him giving you answers that will blow your mind. He loves you for you. He loves you for him. He loves you because he has deposited himself in you. He loves you because he wants to open your eyes. He wants to open our eyes to see what he has for us, what he wants to manifest, what he wants to express through us as light on this earth. Every one of us represents his light. But until we get this consciousness that we carry light, we cannot shine. God did not create any one of us to come and occupy the space. He created you and I to fulfill his purpose on earth. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will give us more understanding to know why he loves us, to know why he loves you, to know why you are important to him, to know why he's seeking after you, to know why he's doing everything to draw you closer to him, to make you his own. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, as the Lord is drawing us closer to him, we will not make decisions or choices to move out of the presence of God. We will not walk out of his covering in the name of Jesus Christ, but we will make right choices to live our lives under his rulership, so that he will make us better and make us an expression of him in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, to make it to heaven is to be under the rulership of the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit teach us in a progressive way to make us better, to refine us better in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will help us. The Holy Spirit will teach us to make decisions, to subject ourselves, to make us put ourselves under the rulership of the Holy Spirit, to make us a better version of who he wants us to be, so that we can walk our journey from this earth to our eternal rest in Jesus' name. It is well with us. The peace of the Lord rest upon us. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you once again, and God bless you. Amen. Enjoy your weekend.